Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and I may assist you.
Hello.
Hello, yes, ma'am. How may I assist you?
Oh yeah, I'm trying to figure out. I won something.
Alrighty. Can I start out by getting your zip code and see if I can look at an account associated with you?
06112.
And I do thank you for that. And your first and last name, please.
Mary Jones.
Is it Mary Ann Jones?
Yes.
All right. For security purposes, ma'am, could you please verify your address for me?
113 Magnolia Street, Hartford, Connecticut, 06112.
All righty. Give me 1 second while I locate this account. Alrighty, and yes, ma'am, I do see where you actually entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win. This is a KitchenAid mixer, I believe. You paid $7.95, and that is an entry fee into the sweepstakes for the KitchenAid mixer. And what it is, they're billing you $56.95 because it automatically enrolled you into one of our meal planning apps, and it keeps you enrolled into the sweepstakes to have a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer along with a $50 gift card as well. Now, I can get this entry fee reduced, this fee that they're charging you reduced to like $20 a month if you'd like.
No, that's not my intention. It said that I want it. It didn't say nothing about $50.
You pick out the item that you'd like.
Yeah, it was a box. It said choose the box. Then it said you won. And then it says the only thing I was going to be charged was a shipping fee. Didn't say anything about $50 out of my account or anything like that, because I would have never.
Yes.
Well, how can I cancel this?
I can surely get you canceled. Give me 1 second, okay? Alrighty, ma'am. I've successfully gotten you canceled. That cancellation does take effect immediately, which means that cancellation took effect right then and there. And I do have a cancellation number for you. If you'd like to take that down, please let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 260-119-104.
And so now, what about? Okay, so you said my account was $56.
And they bill you
$56.95. So what about that? Is that going to be given back, or did they take it already, or what's going on?
It seems like they already took it. Now, since this charge was actually done on they did it on May the 10th. It looks like they had already billed you on May the 10th, and they deducted this charge. Yes, ma'am, they did bill you on May the 10th, and they had already deducted this $56.95 from your account. But what I can do, a one-time courtesy refund and refund that back to your account. It will take at least 3 to 5 business days for that, okay?
I appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, do I need I don't need a number for the refund, do I?
No, ma'am. I put it under the same one. once I when I cancel that, I actually go ahead and do your one-time courtesy refund, and it's under the same number as the cancellation number I gave you.
Okay, so the courtesy refund you're going to do when I hang up?
I've already done it. I've already put it in process, and it takes 3 to 5 business days for it to return.
And
to
how
your
much
account.
Was it for?
It was for $56.95.
Okay, I sure appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am, you're more than welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
And what's your name?
Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
Okay, Joyce, you have a pleasant day.
Same to you, and thank you for calling customer support, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.